right, that was a veto override, I think.
That would be the first one. Same kind of a thing.
All right, sir.
But I don't, I just said, don't ever come by anybody and think of their thinking of this, because I don't want to go back to the confirmations and everything out of the way, which of course will be some time.
One of the problems, Mr. President, in the House is that they took the votes in the Democratic caucus and the Republican conference by teller.
Well, can't you find out?
Yeah, I have friends.
Sure. Joe Wagner and others.
Yes.
Now, second point. I need from you a list which we may or may not have an opportunity to use, but I have to be prepared for it. And either way, sometime in the next couple of weeks after these talks, we've got a report, I obviously, you've got the leaders. I have decided that under no circumstances will we have any kind of a bipartisan leadership meeting again because of what Moss did, and I think we're a perfect excuse for it. On the other hand, we can pick out certain leaders. Like, you can see, I would want to do Byrd, but I might not want to do O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
You get my point?
Mm-hmm.
And you could do some of those on an individual basis, would you not agree?
No, that's correct.
I would like for you to list the leadership, the leaders that, or you've got a list of the top four, and probably got to put McNeil in it, and add from that, maybe Jay Byrd. Then I'd like to know, on a foreign policy area, give me the ranking Democrat and Republican on foreign relations.
Mainly because he's a pretty good guy.
Yeah. The other thing I need is that I'd like a list of about five or six wild cards. For example, is Tower ranking now on defense? He is not.
No, Thurman.
Yes. But Tower is a wild card, for example, who's kind of the kind of pretty good with us. If, for example, like, as a matter of fact, in a case like this, I think Ted has been pretty good.
Yes, he has.
Right? You got Ted. I wouldn't put Percy on it because for obvious reasons. But then you got, like on a wild card, you put Stratton on the list from New York, correct?
That's right.
Maybe Wagner on the list. See, as a congressman. You know what I mean. If, for example, we had something we wanted to report in terms of action in a couple of weeks, I'd like to know which calls would you say should be called. And of course, you put the prayers if five leaders have to be called, and you would say here are the four. And then some wild cards that are very important. The list cannot be too long, you understand. But I'd like to see it in those terms. Guys that are reset. Now, for example, they tell me McFaul's a pretty good guy.
He is good. He's been
on
the
board. So you'd say McFaul, you put him on that list. And you wouldn't put, as I said, you wouldn't put Moss on it.
Mm-hmm.
You agree?
I do. He's a caucus chairman, and really, we're stretching it down to that level anyway. Sound a gun.
He broke through.
Sure, he did. I talked to Mike about it, too.
Mike knew he broke through?
Yeah, he sure did. He said that, well, nobody said it was all correct.
It made it very difficult for us.
I did.
Even though it wasn't so damn nice, but how can I trust him when it's something secret?
That's right, and I'm putting together a list of other things like that. Helms went up and testified Monday in a secret session of the up there, and Stu Simonson went out and blasted the paper about the Chinese capability and nuclear weapons, you know?
Mike has never left.
That's right. And Carl Albert has, I know.
Mike, oh, come on. Of course he doesn't. The thing is that Mike, he's vindictive as hell at the moment. But to get over that, what do we have on that? Once you go one way or the other.
He just called this morning at 9:30 a meeting of the Democrats in the Senate and in a caucus, and we can't find out what it's about. It wasn't planned. It's a spur of the moment caucus. We've talked to some chairman, Russell Long and Steve Jackson.
Vietnam.
I don't know what it's about. They passed their silly resolution on Vietnam. I'm afraid they're going to try to hold hostage your nominees. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of, that it's very secret. We can't find out.
Well, they're doing that. They're holding me because of Vietnam.
Probably, and testimony before the Foreign Relations Committee for, you know, consultation and all that junk. Now, it may not be that at all, but
let me tell you how it all comes out of the matters.
room, so it's not Mike and one or two, maybe. Could be something to do with Watergate, I don't know. We'll find out, but it's... damn guys.
Well, they only got a Watergate they
want
to do.
I don't know, but... huh.
Already given that to Mike.
Well, they want Irvin to take it, and Irvin won't be back in town till tomorrow, and he's resisting it. Yeah, doesn't really want it. I think he recognized it's kind of a cheap shot, really. It's before the courts now, and why do they want to get in and mix it up?
And it's going to be before the courts.
Sure.
At least, I hear four or five will be guilty, but one or two are going to plead not guilty. And by God, if they get into this thing, they're bound to break a set trial.
Mm-hmm. And that must worry a guy like her. So I'll put together both of these lists, one for recognition at some time in the future, a big group. And
the big group is the recognition, which I do not need to see. Right. I mean, you know who this is. Recognition is basically, let's face it, the stand by the President Club. Uh-huh. And sometime I just want, maybe a month or two from now, I just get them all in and say, I have nothing on my mind or ask anything, but you folks over 4 years and stood with us, and I'll get some of the new guys to it, some of the new men. I'm just most grateful when the country's involved, and I'll make that little speech. It'll pay dividends for the future. In other words, it's the development of our majority, you see, which we have got to do. We got to quit sucking ass, having eggs, Bill. I mean, we got to, of course, see the leaders on the other side, but let's face it, the Mansfields, he's not the worst, but the Fulbrights, the Simons, the rest, they ain't going to help us. They're going to screw us. Now, like Jackson, for example, Jackson should be on this list. Ideological majority, for sure you've got to elevate a bit that been against us.
domestic stuff, who knows yet.
Oh, yeah, they're all different there.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. President.
And on the other side, too, we've got to realize that ours have got something else. Looking at the ideological theory, we picked up, obviously, in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. We picked up in New Mexico.
Anderson was all right on the way. That's right. Scoop had to sit with him and voting virtually every time.
That was
Scott and Fong, that's the...
Scott would be better. And so would North Carolina.
Helms.
Helms, right winger. In fact, you would enjoy it straight on, and not too often. Because you get a little bit of there. Or you lose, obviously. With Margaret, I don't know if you were to lose all that much, quite a bit.
I think so. She was pretty good when it really came
pretty
to
good
pushing and shoving on this.
Not ABM.
But pretty good on in the
Gail
world.
Bosch, who was
Gordon Allen.
Gordon.
Jack Miller.
Jack Miller.
He was good with us on this and this type of that.
So you lose 1, 2, 3, 4 there. But on the other hand, you pick up probably 1, 2, 3. You may pick up 3.5 to 4. It's about the same.
Better watch. I think it's about a watch. Better watch. People like Saxby and that little crowd too that are
true. But Dickie Smackers, he always had that kind of Saxby went beyond the pale, though, I think. Don't you agree?
It wasn't necessary.
Well, it's personal attack. You take a Brooke. Brooke always is against us. Cooper was always against us. Cooper and Brooke were never personal.
Mm-hmm.
Even that asshole Percy is not personal. Right?
That's right. That's right.
You don't get personal on such things. Saxby being the crowd. I think he's told people that he realizes when this book goes in the mouth, according to him, probably did. So I just got over the mouth. Foot in mouth, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. But keep it in mind. Don't let him come right back.
No, we've got him on the list now. And these jokers are telling the reporter about their mail flow this morning. I don't know if you saw that in the paper. They have mail counts, you know. For goodness sakes, get Republicans who would tell these guys what the...
You mean on the war?
On the war, yeah. Bombing.
The mail count's going to be against the bombing because we aren't stimulating any for it.
And shit. There's all those crazy groups out there writing in, and they shouldn't weigh the mail. You know, who... 200 letters to get 10, what difference does it make? It doesn't make any difference.
Oh, God, not a day a week, that's no chance that would be there for
a I've had a chance to see the cartoons that have been written or drawn in the last week or so about Congress and how out of step it is, and dilapidated and aged and yak.
Who put up the mail count? Scott?
Oh, there's a big list. I think there were 20 or something members, Democrats and Republicans. Post reporter went around and called. I guess the assist AAs probably gave them, you know, estimates 10 to 1 and some actual counts. And of course, they were all heavily against us, but I can't
see why.
They were
never against us.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a ton for us, and why they would give the mail count out, I don't know.